Well, we're here, and that's great. We had a little bit of a delay with the flights, and it took a little while to get through passport control, but we're here. We're in the Holy Land. We're at the hotel. We're starting our pilgrimage, and what an exciting thing that is. This Mass is really kind of like the kickstart of this pilgrimage. It's also kind of a transition point. We're kind of transitioning from the way we were doing things before we started the pilgrimage. We're transitioning from having all the chaos and difficulties of travel, and we're transitioning into this mode of really trying to open up to the Lord, to encounter the Lord during this pilgrimage. This Mass is the only Mass during our pilgrimage that is using the Mass of the day. One of the great things about the Holy Land is all the Masses that you celebrate at the different sites are for that particular celebration. So what that means is when we go to Bethlehem, we're going to celebrate Christmas. When we're in the Holy Sepulchre, either at the tomb or at Calvary, we'll celebrate the celebration of the Mass that corresponds to that. Wherever we are, we will celebrate what corresponds to that particular mystery. This Mass is the only one that will be the Universal Church's Mass of the day. The rest will all be specific to the site that we're celebrating at. So that's really exciting. In fact, it's so important that they change the words of the Mass by special decree for that site when we celebrate the Mass at that site. So at Bethlehem, it may have special words that mention the birth of Christ here, you know, that kind of idea, to make it more real, because we're here, we're in the Holy Land where these things happened. Now, sometimes we as human beings have difficulty receiving from the Lord, recognizing the Lord alive in our lives, or being with us as we are going through our prayers, or even on pilgrimage, it can sometimes be difficult to recognize the Lord being with us. And sometimes the Lord, as it seems in our gospel, the Lord seemed to think that he knew that his disciples would know what he's talking about, especially where he says at the end, "Do you still not understand?" And maybe for some of you, the answer would be, no, we still don't understand. What did you mean in the gospel? Talking about bread, no bread, leaven of the Pharisees. What is all of that about? Well, as far as our gospel is concerned, it says they had no bread, they have one loaf, they have no bread. Well, that's confusing, isn't it? What loaf are they talking about? They're talking about Jesus. Jesus is the loaf that is with them in the boat. It's a foreshadowing of the Eucharist, which we are celebrating now. And Jesus points to another foreshadowing of the Eucharist. Did you not know when I fed the 5,000 and when I fed the 4,000? Those were foreshadowings of the Eucharist, preparing the people of God for the Eucharist. Jesus has great and many blessings to share with us on our pilgrimage. We should try to make sure that our hearts and our minds are open to receive whatever blessings and graces he wishes to give to us. That we're ready to receive. That we're open to all that he wants to give. It would be unfortunate if Jesus said to us, like he said to the disciples in our passage today, "Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear?" We are going to see the sites where these things in Jesus' life took place. We are going to hear about how those sites were very special in particular to those events in Holy Scripture. We'll have that correspondence laid out and made easier for us to understand. So let us be open. Let us be open to all the Lord wishes to give us during our pilgrimage. Let us take a moment now, just in the silence before we continue with the next part of the Mass, to kind of think of what it is that God is drawing us to during this pilgrimage. What it is that we're anticipating or desiring on this pilgrimage. What it is that we're looking for. Perhaps we're looking for a special encounter with the Lord or a deeper understanding of a particular mystery. Let us be open. Let us start that openness now by considering what those things might be, so that when we reach that point in our pilgrimage, we would be ready to receive. And let us be open now, too, for the coming of our Lord in the most holy Eucharist.